You remember back when we were growing up and figured out that I had a third nipple?
Oh yeah.
And that used to be like,
Show it.
this mother don't shower. Well, I do. I'm just not very good at it.
Welcome to episode number 13 of the Trey and Treeb Show. We are back. We're pretty bright. We have changed our seating arrangement. This is a little bit different from the last episode. We got our picture up there. If you see that, you know, it is pretty bright. You know, I don't know if I'm going to love it when we go back in post, you know, because the thing is about Treeb is he's going to fuck one thing up per episode. The audio was bad in the last episode. Typically, the camera work is bad. I think this episode, it's going to be that my big breakthrough that I could put the logo on the screen is going to end up being the bugaboo of the episode. It's going to be too bright. It's going to cause a shadow, and I'm going to hate it. I don't know. For right now, what it looks like here, just sitting in the studio, doesn't look too bad, Trey.
Yeah, no, it looks very good, and you know, we are bright, like Treeb says, more ways than one. And actually, we have a homeless guy that does our editing for us, so we could. So Treeb's being humble and taking the accountability, which he should, but in reality, it's actually the homeless guy that we hire. We pay below minimum wage to help for him to help us out with these videos.
Yeah, we pay in
ramen noodles.
Yeah, ramen noodles and 2-day-old breakfast burritos that sit in cars.
Yeah.
Rupert Secretfoot, our editor, he doesn't have the Adobe suite down yet. He doesn't have his CapCut editing skills down to a T, but we'll excuse it because this is a podcast that is growing and a podcast that is still getting its legs underneath it. And you know, in fact, I would welcome some criticism in the comments. I would welcome some critiques. You know, the only person that's giving me shit is my own father right now.
Yeah, and you're still wearing the beanie.
Does he just like how does this work? So does Dad just send me these shitty jokes, these shitty messages, and he just tells you, look what I messaged Treeb, he's gonna bring it up in the podcast? Or how does this work?
Yeah, he'll share a screenshot, and usually I won't reply, and then he'll be like, you see that message, I'll be like, yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. Like, I mean, it is true, like, and then I walk in, it's even more funnier that you're still wearing the same beanie.
Well,
and it's, how hot is it? And you're wearing a long sleeve flannel.
I'll tell you a couple things. I'll tell you thing number one, they keep it like North Pole levels chilly upstairs, but it is significantly warmer down here, especially with all these lights. So yes, I am a little bit hot, and the beanie is more for the hair. I have long ass hair, and in the mornings when I get up and I take a shower, it's like I don't want to just let my hair down. I went to go get my star card, and I took my picture for my license, and yeah, my hair is all over the place, just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, we can do a beanie removal.
That's actually really strange, because I feel like, I know what it was. It was because you shaved. That's why, like, I saw you, and I'm like, yeah, you look different.
Yeah.
But at first, I was like, didn't this guy just get a haircut not that long ago? But no.
No, it was a shave. I shave my face every once in a while.
Yeah.
My scragglers are growing back. Me and you grow probably the most unappealing facial hair that I've ever seen. I mean, look at that. Look at me right there. Look at that chin hair right there. That is the chin hair of pubic hair.
That is literally the definition of pube hair.
Yeah.
I don't shave theirs either.
Yeah, I know. That's a discussion. That's a discussion we can have. Have you ever...
You know how many women have complained that they got hair in their teeth?
Literally none.
No.
Yeah, you've never shaved your pubes ever, huh?
Nope.
Not once.
Not once.
Nary a pube has been shaved in 29 years of life.
I only shaved my armpits once.
Oh man, I don't know why that was so funny. There was no relation at all.
Yeah.
From pubes to armpits. I've never shaved my armpits at all, ever.
The only reason I shaved them that one time is because I had to take a hair follicle test. And for some reason, I didn't have enough hair on my head, so they had to go to the pits.
Wait, so when you took this hair follicle test, they chose what hair?
No, well, obviously they were like, okay, it's got to be pit hair or no hair. But I guess I didn't have enough hair on my head at the time for it to count.
Really?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Well, you probably had enough hair on your pubes that you could have probably given them pubes over armpit hair. Because you definitely have more hair on your pubes than you do your armpit.
Got hair growing out the tip.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. Yeah, no, I believe.
You know what else is true is, so whenever someone travels, you know, they bring home a sign like, oh, I love California. Oh, I love Houston. Well, for me, what I do to mark my territory is I just leave a pube in every urinal.
Yeah, I bet you do have pubes.
I mean, you do that too, right? I'm pretty sure you have pubes that just, you use an urinal and a pube will just fall out.
I mean, yeah, when I let the pubes grow out, that's for sure. I typically keep a well-trimmed bush, though.
Well, something tells me, Treeb, is that the reason that you're shaving pretty often is because you're insecure about the size. Because they say if you shave it, it makes it look bigger.
Yeah, sometimes it gets lost in the jungle.
Yeah. You know,
sometimes it's just a ladybug walking through the grass. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I'm assuming yours is more like a caterpillar peeking through some tall grass.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta machete your way through the forest to get there.
That was a very interesting pube talk to start the podcast. If anything, we give you guys nothing but value in...
We bring the energy, and we bring the latest and breaking...
Pubes.
There you go.
Yeah, we're in sync.
I don't know if this is on the agenda. So, GTA 6, the new trailer, has been released. And, you know, this is something that I am definitely intrigued by. You know, considering the fact that the last time GTA was released was 2013, when I was in high school. Now I'm damn near 30. And you know, the one thing about GTA is, and we've all done this, right? You know, you pick up a prostitute, you bang her, and then after she leaves, you kill her, and then you get your money back. But in real life, they forget to add the having sex when she's already dead. That was a fringe one. I don't know if that's gonna make it in or not. I have another joke that's definitely gonna be off of it when we get to the Treyisms, but
yeah,
that one was fringe.
One of my favorite Facebook groups currently in the Lewis Clark Valley, and it has been for a while, is the LC Valley Bad Driver Spotted.
Right.
It ranges from terrible car crashes with the caption of, "Hey man, you can't park here."
You park like a dickhead, Treeb.
To just like people slightly parking, like outside the lines.
Yeah. A little bit, and then.
And being like, you motherfucker, how dare you disrupt the flow of traffic in the Rosars parking lot? Yeah. Two, my favorite kind of people, the ones who, either almost, it's always almost, you always got to throw an almost in there. You know, I want to see the people that are actually getting in car accidents coming in here and showing me your dash cams. I want this Bad Driver Spotted Facebook page to look like my Instagram reels. Like, I want to see people in war zones getting their heads blown off, and I want to see fatal car accidents. Like, I don't want to see you know, post about how this guy almost hit you in traffic and how this guy almost hit you in the parking lot. I want to see full on follow through. This person ran me over, you know. But my favorite is when people post, this guy almost hit me in the parking lot while I was on my way to get a wheelchair for my disabled daughter. It's like, why are you throwing in sob stories in your parking rant? It's always like, I was on my way to get milk for my daughter with scoliosis, and then this guy almost rear-ended me as he was backing out of his parking spot. Does nobody have any common courtesy anymore? Like, all these people have sob stories, and it's like, what significance does this have in your story right now? This isn't America's Got Talent.
I mean, I understand, you know, you gotta give context and background, but it's like, holy fuck.
But it's like, why is this context to the story? Like, if you're gonna tell this story, right? Because, like, say, these almosts are actuals, and these almosts actually happened. Like, say you got hit by a guy in the parking lot, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to say, I was on my way to go get food for my crippled brother-in-law who got ran over by a train sitting in our house watching anime videos, and he has been stuck in our house for the last 10 years, and he hasn't been able to leave. He can't keep a job. He's tried keeping a job, but the train took out his legs, and I just got hit by a car. And now I might not have my legs. Like, no, you'd leave that whole, you know, brother-in-law thing out. Like, you're just going to be talking about how the guy hit you. Like, quit with the sob stories. Nobody cares about that.
If you're on that kind of stuff, you should be looking to actually get hit by a car so that you can sue people.
Yeah.
That's what you should be doing.
That's true. We have the police monitor going off all the time here.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah, it's going off in the background consistently. And one of my favorite police monitor calls happened today. The cop on the one end said, there's a woman walking around outside naked. She's inside now. A man who's a neighbor said that he caught it on video as evidence. And I'm like, as evidence.
As evidence.
My fucking ass as evidence. He just saw some naked woman running around outside. He's like, holy shit. It's like when you see a deer walking around in your yard. That's not evidence. That's storage for your spank bank is what that is.
It's voyeurism, bro.
Yeah.
Voyeurism. Yeah.
Terrorism.
Yeah.
That's what that naked lady was doing, just terrorizing the neighborhood. That's a day that you post in a bad driver spot and you say, I was having a really bad day. You know, my dog just got diagnosed with diabetes and I almost got hit by a car as I was going to pick up his medicine. But as I came home, Mrs. Johnson came out to pick up her newspaper with her cans and her gas just hanging out. And I was like, maybe there is a God.
There is a God. It's a good day.
I got probably two more things, and that's pretty much all I brought to the table for this episode. I didn't have high hopes for this episode.
Well, I don't know if this is one of the topics, but, we should probably, because it is Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, that's a good call.
Shout out to all the mothers out there.
Yeah.
Not only is Treba son, but he's also going
to
be a dad.
Yeah, shout out to Renee. Renee's a first-time mom. I already know she's going to get spoiled to the nines on her first Mother's Day. You know, we weren't very good kids growing up. I mean, I could probably count on one hand all the stuff that I've given mom for Mother's Day. And you could probably also count on one hand how much stuff you've given mom on Mother's Day, and it would just be a fist, and you'd say, hey mom, you want a knuckle fucking sandwich?
That's a good bit. I like that one. Did that just come together organically?
Yeah.
That was a good one. I like it. Yeah.
You've literally never given mom anything on Mother's Day.
Oh, that's false.
What, you've hit her?
No, I've given her a microwave.
Oh yeah. Actually, that is true. You did give her a microwave. And honestly, that...
still around.
Yeah, that's probably one of her favorite gifts of all time.
Giving her gift cards and stuff over the years. Oh.
Have you?
Yeah.
Trey wastes all of his money on trinkets and sex toys.
More the latter than the former.
Wait, you haven't bought trinkets in a while?
I don't even know what a trinket is, but I know what a sex toy is.
Like little knickknacks, you know, just like stuff for hobbies and things.
They don't make one for sex toys.
Oh, trinkets like like a plant, like, you know, just like little doodads.
I got the hanger.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that they sell trinkets, yeah. Like toys of non-sex variety. I know, you're a deviant, that's what you are.
I am. Pretty mischievous.
Mischievous. You're always up to some sort of mischief.
Mischief.
We used to be rappers, you know? And we used,
I still find it hilarious how, like, every time that Facebook memory comes up of me posting that, beat, and to this day, you actually think that I actually made that beat when literally all I did was put two loops together.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you do this?
Is this breaking news to you?
Much like that lady who walked out in front of the house naked, this is breaking news to me.
It's like I told you Santa Claus wasn't real.
You just looped that? Yeah. You didn't make that?
No.
I'll put it here. This is the loop beat that Trey made. And from my whole childhood, I would tell people, I'd say, my brother's so talented, he can make beats, he's like Rain Man, he's the type of autistic that he can just make beats, but it turns out he could just put things on fucking loop. You're the kind of autistic that just plays with trinkets and sex toys. You're literally the lowest end of Asperger's.
That's all I'll ever be.
That's unfortunate.
I wish I was Bill Gates' Asperger's.
I know.
His Asperger's probably tastes good.
Yeah, I know. What does yours taste like?
Ass.
Yeah, I know. His probably tastes more like freaking like a ribeye burger, yeah, or something like that. Man. God. Your autism gave you no talent.
Oh. Except for Treyisms.
Yeah, no, it made you funny. That's true. Kept your humility up, you know. My favorite thing is that you don't really care about much. I think your humility is very low. My favorite thing about you, or one of my favorite stories to tell people about you, was that when you would go to the urinal, up until you were probably like 20, you would pull your pants all the way down to your ankles. We used to be at like stadium events, and Trey would just drop his drawers to his ankle while he was at the urinal.
Hey everybody, I'm open.
Yeah, you can tell.
Fucking Jalen Pohl can't catch anything, but I can.
Yeah, and you could tell Trey had Asperger's from how shitty his ass was.
Never wipe.
Yeah. No, that was. I remember we went to, I think it was a Spokane Empire or a Spokane Shock game, one of the two. And me, you, and Dad went to the bathroom, and we go to the urinal, and it was like, I don't know, probably like a row of like 10, 15 urinals. And you had Dad on one end, and then probably like a seat, like, you know, there's like guys at every urinal here. But you could still see, like, I could still see my dad, I could still see Trey, I still see me, and there's like one guy dividing me and Trey. And then me and we all go to pee, and then Trey's wearing basketball shorts, and it's almost like a movie. Like, Trey pulls his pants down, and it just drops right to his ankles. Basketball shorts and all, and everybody just looked at Trey, and me and Dad start laughing, and everybody else is uncomfortable. But you gotta admire the confidence on this man.
I do not do that anymore, just in case you're wondering.
Yeah, no, that you were... You were actually kind of known for being...
And you know, the thing about Dad is that he can't go with people watching.
Yeah, he's a puss. Yeah. I got good with that because of wrestling. Yeah. And we'd go to, like, these small-town schools for, like, JV tournaments. And these bathroom doors, these stall doors, there would be none.
And you'd be no stall doors.
Yeah, there'd be no stall doors. And literally, you would see these, like, coaches, like these fat, like, 300-plus coaches just gripping at the fucking, the railing on the side of the shitter, just fucking with their phone in their hand, just sweating, taking a shit. Nobody cared. He just fucking, you know, just pinching off a growler, you know. Nobody cared. He didn't care. And why did you pull your pants all the way down to piss?
I don't fucking know. I don't even remember doing that, to be honest. Oh.
Yeah, I remember you would. And I remember you'd get a kick out of it, too. It's like you were doing it for a bit. It's like you were doing it just to be funny. Like, you're like, oh, shit. All these people are going to get a kick out of this. Fucking just dropped your shorts right down to your ankles. I remember, because I was playing football. It was like my sophomore year, and you're a senior. And a senior on the football team came up to me. He was like, are you Trey's brother? I was like, yeah. He's like, he drops his shorts all the way down to his ankles when he takes a piss. I said, damn. I was like, well, you know, there's worse things to be known for. But the fact that you were known as the ankle short pisser, that's funny. Oh, man. How do you wipe your ass?
Well, typically, I'll be... Sorry. I know Dad was getting on me for doing that. He was like, don't vape because then it disrupts the flow.
Yeah.
So I don't want to disrupt the flow.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Dad.
But yeah, how do you wipe your ass?
So usually I'll be sitting there, and before... Okay, so I'll feel the need to go poop, and
fuck, you're taking me to the beginning. You're gonna tell me what you had for lunch and shit.
And then before I even sit on the toilet, I wipe.
What? Like, what do you mean?
It's a little pre-wipe.
is it like wet? So like you gotta wipe your ass beforehand?
I use black toilet paper.
So
I usually go by feel, because if you're using black toilet paper, you're using white toilet paper, and I don't use white toilet paper because it's racist.
Yeah.
Everyone that's using white toilet paper is racist.
Yeah.
So, but how you figure out, because when I was racist,
the Pooplops clan, we call them.
Yeah.
When I was racist and I was using that white toilet paper, you'd see, oh, that's a lot of poop, I'm gonna wipe again. But when you're using black toilet paper, you can't see. And that's the beauty of it. So you just wipe one time. I'm good.
Just walk around with shitty ass all the time. No, but seriously, like when you wipe your ass though, how do you wipe it? Give me a demonstration, like you're wiping your ass right now. So you're a standing wiper?
I used to do the standing up thing, or the lean to the side.
Yeah.
I used to do that, but nah, not anymore.
I think standing to wipe is like the worst way.
Well, plus, like, how many times, and be honest, you're taking a shit, and then you have a shit stain on the toilet. So say you're taking a dump, you leave a massive shit stain on the toilet.
A massive one?
Well, a streak or whatever. Yeah. And say you're in a rush, and you just forget, and you never looked back to check if you left a streak on there, and all of a sudden you get called out for it.
How often are you leaving streaks on the toilet seat?
It's pretty often.
It sounds like it.
So plus it, it's like, who, like right now, it's like, why?
It's like, so you're telling me you went from standing to wipe to sitting to wipe back to standing to wipe? Yeah?
Yeah, that's the evolution.
Yeah, it's the evolution of wiping. I I was a standing wiper for like almost my whole life, and then I would hear these podcasts talk about how standing to wipe is wrong and how you aren't supposed to do that. So now I'm a leaner
side. Yeah, I'm a leaner. Lean with it, rock with it.
Lean with it, wipe with it.
Yeah. Well, apparently you're not even supposed to be using toilet paper. You're supposed to be using dude wipes. That's like the new thing. Yeah.
We're not sponsored.
It's more cushion on your bunghole.
Sponsor us. You can get this big TV spot right here.
Yeah.
You know, right where our fucking double chin and pube faces are.
Yeah.
What do you think is more embarrassing in this logo? Your double chin or the pubes on my face?
I mean, I could see, like, because the pubes on your face, if I'm looking at it, like, right now, it actually looks like someone just took a fucking Sharpie and just wrote fucking mustache on you.
Yeah. You know, I think if I ever got real money, like, if I, you know.
Subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe, please. I mean, we're sitting here telling you how we wipe our ass. You know, we cut a good chunk of this podcast out, now we're finally rolling.
Yeah.
If I got real money, I think, what's the first thing you're doing if you got real money to yourself physically? Would you do anything to yourself physically? First thing I would do is fix my teeth. I would fix my teeth so fucking quick because...
Are you insecure about your teeth or something?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I never knew that.
That's people... Well, now that I'm fat, people go to the fat thing first.
But it used to be
the teeth.
Yeah, it used
to be the teeth. So, you know, pretty insecure about my teeth. I think I have a good smile.
Oh yeah,
you know?
I'd agree.
With my fucked up teeth, but they are crooked, they are fucked up. But you know, it's like J. Cole said, you know, crooked smile, dude.
You
know,
go.
Look at that. And I had braces too. That's the worst part.
Yeah. We both did.
Yeah, I just didn't take care of my braces. I mean, take care of my teeth very well. But now that I'm an adult, I'm trying to do better. But I would fix my teeth.
Yeah, I mean, and this is another thing, too, that I've been thinking about recently is, you remember back when we were growing up and figured out that I had a third nipple?
Oh, yeah.
And that used to be like...
Show it.
Can you still see it?
Yeah, it's like right there. Go up to the camera. Go to the camera, show them your third nipple. This is proof aliens exist, and this is Trey's third nipple. He got it when he got abducted. The way that you get abducted by aliens is pissing with your shorts around your ankle. They knew as soon as they saw that he was an alien. Thanks for doing that. Good sport. Go ahead.
But then it's like, for the longest time, my mom would say, oh, it's just a birthmark.
And then you started lactating.
And then I remember one time we went to the doctor's office and they were looking at me and then mom's like, and that's a developing nipple. And he's like, yeah. And that was just never brought up again.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
Wait, so mom who was propping you up saying, don't worry about that, honey. It's a it's a birthmark.
Yeah.
But then she betrayed you at the doctor's office. It was like, so that's a nipple.
Yeah. She probably thought that I knew deep down it was. To be honest, I never even cared about it, but...
Yeah. Can you scoot your chair in just a touch?
Can't cross my legs in this bitch.
Well, I think you used to have a fourth nipple, too, I thought.
It went away. It got taken away by the aliens.
Did it? Yeah.
I only deserve three nipples.
Yeah. As soon as you started sitting down to wipe and... Putting your shorts down halfway to piss, the aliens were like, this guy's going to fit in with the mortals just all right.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're only going to give him three nipples. Trey has three nipples like the bad guy from James Bond.
Yeah.
That's an Edda and Eddie quote for the episode.
Shout out to Edda and Eddie.
I told Renee, I was like, Edda and Eddie was mine and Trey's favorite show growing up. And she said, that makes so much sense. And I was almost kind of offended by that.
It's always the Canadian shows.
It is.
Trailer Park.
Is that a Canadian show?
Yeah, it is. That's why it's even hilarious when people say Trailer Park Boys is Ed and Eddie, but grown up. And it is. Literally. It is.
I mean, Letterkenny is the shit.
Yeah.
Go Blue Jays.
Shorzy.
Yeah, sure. I didn't care much for the new season.
You know the crazy thing about Shorzy though is it has a fucking 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is it really?
I would not have thought that show would have gotten 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I tried getting into the new season. I didn't really like it.
I only seen one season, so yeah.
It's all right. I like Letterkenny more.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just me.
I'm Jim.
The Jims. During a football game one time, I think the most sad and savage thing. So one time I forgot my helmet during a game, which was hilarious. Like, you know.
How do you forget your helmet?
It happens. I don't remember the solution of it, but something must have happened. I got my helmet. But one time, like, our star quarterback, our golden goose, our golden arm, forgot his helmet.
Oh, no.
And we were going to play Moscow. And the thing is, like, we probably could have still beat Moscow with our backup quarterback because they were never that good.
Shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is in, I think, ninth grade. And we had this kid on the football team. And he was one of those kids on the football team that was not good. And he was kind of a troublemaker. And he was kind of an asshole. And, like, nobody liked him. And it's kind of fucked up in retrospect. But he was a native kid. And the coach, we had this old coach. He's, like, 70 years old.
Yeah.
And he called him Nespers. Just called him Nespers all the time. Never called him his real name. Just said, "Hey, Nespers." And he never played, even like during the blowouts. He was like one of those kids that was a lineman. He was skinny as shit, like 120 pounds.
Yeah.
But he was a lineman because he was so unathletic to do anything else. So we're like halfway to Moscow. And he's like, "Oh, I forgot my helmet." And then our old 80-year-old coach was like, "Take Nespers' helmet." And so the coaches forced Nespers to give our quarterback his helmet. And he's like, "What? What? I brought my helmet. Like, I'm here to play, coach." And he's like, "No, you're filling up water bottles. you're giving your helmet to the quarterback. You're not playing." and he just rode the bench, and he had to fill up the water bottles, and he gave our quarterback the helmet.
So what were you on the team? What was your nickname?
Pixley. You know,
yeah.
I didn't get called Treeb until after high school.
Yeah,
which is when I started hanging out with a bunch of degenerates, and they just called me that.
Yeah. Them backyard foot, those football at Orchards days.
Yeah, we were coming up on I think we just passed it, 10 years since we won the crew game.
The crew game, baby.
Yeah, it was 10 years since then, and I was like, I wanted to do like a funny mockumentary of that.
Yeah, I know, you told me about that. You wanted me to narrate it.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to it.
It's still in the works, and I'm still thinking about it, but I just got to figure out like what angle to take and how to make it funny.
Yeah.
But I do think that's a good idea. It's just whatever the pitch is. We're doing something here at the newspaper where we're getting a new like robot voice to read all the stories on the newspaper. And I was like, I told Bainey, I was like, we should just hire Trey to do that.
For real.
We'll just have him every day.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Read all the newspaper stories on the website. And then he's like, "Would he do it for 80 bucks a day or 80 bucks a month?" And then I was like, "Oh, he'll probably just do it for the love of the game. You'll get no edits. If he mispronounces a word, he's not going to care. He's just going to carry on."
He's just going to carry on.
Yeah.
$80. What was it? 80 bucks a month.
Yeah.
It's fine living.
It's fine living.
It's fine dining right there.
It's fine dining. You'll be,
It's beer money.
Beer money. When's the last time you had a beer?
Probably like 4 years. I don't know. Yeah. I've never been drunk, though. No.
I know, yeah. You and another guy I know with Asperger's You two have had beers, but you've never been drunk.
I've always been curious on what I'd be like if I was drunk. I don't know. I'd probably suck, bruh.
Well, there's two things that I'm going to pitch you. I think we should get you drunk on a podcast, and that should be an episode. Trey gets drunk, and then we see how you are on the podcast, and we'll do that. Thing number two, you should get drunk at my wedding.
Drunk at the reception.
I was also told the story today to Bainey. This is kind of off topic, but I remember one time we were just I think it was after one of your baseball games. We come home, like mom and dad just like aggressively shut the door, and I think like they were probably fighting, right? And yeah. And but like I didn't take it that way, and I put my ear to the door, and like I just hear yelling and screaming, and I whisper over to you, and I was like, I think they're having SIX.
SIX 6.
Yeah. So like I misspelled it. And then like I think that broke mom and dad. Like they just laughed. And so I think I broke up a fight because I misspelled sex. And I said they're having SIX, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought that was funny. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah. There was one time we were in Seattle. Yeah. And I fought woke up and all I hear is mom saying, oh, you're so hot. And dad being like, you're hot too. And I just sat there. It didn't really click to me and what they were doing until years later, but...
Well, that actually sounds traumatizing. That sounds like you actually heard mom and dad banging.
Well, I didn't know what it was at the time, so I was just like, the hell's going on
in Seattle? You were like probably 5 or 6 at the time, and you still remember that?
Yeah.
That sucks. You're just talking about trauma that you have growing up, and that just sounds like how mom and dad would have SIX too. They're just dad, mom's like, you're so hot. and dad's just like, what channel's ESPN on? Mom's like, oh, you're so handsome, Tim. Dad's like, yep. Dad is not a romantic. I think our dad, for a wedding anniversary, mom gave him like this new bike. It's expensive, very thoughtful. And, you know, I think it's funny because, like, when's the last time you saw dad on a bike? My answer is never.
Like, maybe once.
You saw dad? When did you see dad on a bike?
I feel like we might have been camping, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I wouldn't be opposed to trying out riding a bike again.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, but.
I don't know if they make one. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't know if they make bikes anymore. But dad gets a bike, and then dad gets mom a mug with her name on it.
Yeah, that's a classic story.
Just yeah. Susan.
Susan still has it to this day.
Yeah, still has it to this day. Mom sure complains about it a lot, but she still has the mug, and dad doesn't have the bike, so which one had more staying power? I asked people on Instagram and Facebook to give us questions for this episode, and it flopped tremendously.
We got a total of, you, okay, this will be a good test of your editing skills. You'd be like, all right, we asked the TNT Nation, that's going to be our new name, the TNT Nation to leave us comments, and we're going to respond to it. Cricket, cricket, cricket.
We got one question, and it was...
Someone did ask a question, nice.
They said, who wins in a fight? 100 trays versus 1 treeb, or 100 treebs against 1 tray. Who wins in each fight?
So 100 trays versus
1 treeb and 100 treebs.
Yeah, I'm going to say the 100 trays mauls the 1 treeb.
Yeah, and the 100 treebs maul the 1 tray.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah.
But if we're talking like a mano-a-mano tray and treeb fight, Treeb kicks the shit out of Trey every time.
Because he knows wrestling.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that last podcast about the one gorilla versus 100 people or no?
Yeah, but I tried to make it like stupid and I tried to make it different. Yeah. But do you want to talk about that?
Well, here's my thing is like, say you got 100 people and one gorilla. The gorilla's going to take one person, snap them in half, break their neck, fucking molest them. And then how many of those 100 people are still going to stand there and fight? Most of them are going to be like, yeah, I'm good. And then just walk away.
Well, no doubt that the gorilla's going to, they're going to fuck up the first couple. But with sheer numbers and with how intelligent people are compared to a gorilla, the people win every time.
Well, it's like you say, it's the Jimmys and the Joes. It's not the X's and the O's. We can have Bill Belichick out there fucking devising a perfect game plan to take down the gorilla. And then in film room next day, it'll show a player getting mauled by a gorilla. And then Bill will be like, you mean to tell me I devised the perfect plan to fucking get this gorilla? Like, what the fuck are we doing?
Well, you know, Bill, if Bill's coming in to devise this plan, he's going to expect that 5 or 10 of, he's going to take his fucking weakest 5 to 10 and send them out first because they're going to be cannon fodder.
Yeah.
That's just the fact of life.
Wait, what did you say, cannon fodder? I didn't hear that.
Cannon fodder.
What?
Cannon fodder. It just means like they're going to get their ass kicked. They're useless.
I literally never heard of that expression before.
Yeah. Cannon fodder. That's a Treyism.
Yeah.
So they're going to be torn to shreds. There's one comedian had a really good breakdown of it, Greg Fitzsimmons. He said, like, if it's like the best of the best, like if we get 100 Navy SEALs out there to fight the gorilla's done. There's no chance. Like, that's 100 Navy SEALs fucking up the gorilla. But the thing is, the Navy SEALs are too busy. The Navy SEALs are fighting for independence. They're not going to do it. Yeah. You're going to have to get the lowest of the low of people that are doing this just because the internet said. And those kind of people, there's a chance the gorilla could win.
Oh no, I do remember we talked about this on the last podcast. And then you're like, so let's name celebrities that we think could be in it. Yes. And I remember one of them was, hey guys, Maven here.
Yeah, because it was like, because I tried to switch it to people that would lose really quick to a kangaroo. Didn't work. But no, I think it depends on the people. Like, if we send our best troops down there, gorilla's done.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're crazy. You're out of your mind. What makes you say
that? Because I just, because even if you got a bunch of tweakers down there, and the tweaker could be high out of his mind, but if he sees a gorilla fucking up someone, that's going to sober him up real quick. That's just the thing. It's just like more the mentality of it.
Well, that's why
even if they're a Navy SEAL, if they still have common sense, and if they say, and it's not like,
SEALs watch their brothers die all the time. So you're telling me, you're telling me if they were sent on a mission, these Navy SEALs, they were sent on a mission. This is what you have to do for goddamn liberty and justice for all. You got to go down and fuck up an endangered species right now. You got to go head-to-head with a gorilla. You're one of our 100 best troops. We're sending you down there to fucking take down Harambe right now. You're telling me...
Well, that's different.
You're telling me 100 Navy SEALs who have seen countless of, you know, people get blown into shreds. They've blown people to shreds. They couldn't take down one gorilla.
Yeah. Well, that's different. I'm just saying, if it's just like a internet thing where there's no rhyme or reason why they're down there. Well, like, they're not just going to do it to pretend, like, oh yeah, I'm tough, I could take down a gorilla. It would have to be something like you just said, where liberty and justice is on the line.
100%. I agree with you there. I think 100 Navy SEALs takes down the gorilla, no problem.
No problem. I think the gorilla would still put up a fight, though. I don't think it would just be, yeah.
How many people die with 100 Navy SEALs?
I think the first 20 is gone.
dead?
And I think from there it's going to be, yeah.
You think 20 die?
Yeah.
20 Navy SEALs die?
Yeah.
I think 5 die. And I think 20 total are badly wounded,
yeah,
but survive. So I think 95 come out alive, 20 badly wounded if we're talking Navy SEALs. And honestly, I think if you just put out like 100 randos down there, I think if they could just all come together, I still think they could win. Because humans are so, like, think about how much smarter humans are than a gorilla. So much smarter.
Does that even mean anything?
Yeah, because they can strategize. They know where to be. They know how to attack the gorilla.
But if you put fucking the Lewiston Bengals against the fucking 2007 Patriots, it doesn't matter how good of a strategy you have, you're still getting fucking throttled.
That's a totally different analogy. The gorilla's not the 2007 Patriots.
It's like
putting Tom Brady and Randy Moss against the whole Lewiston Bengals defense. Yes, Randy Moss is going to catch some passes, but he's going to be limited.
Yeah.
And he's going to moss some kids, no doubt. And he's going to score, no doubt. But he's going to be whatever the Drupal would be for 11, covered every play. So that's going to wear on him, you know?
Yeah. I still think he finds a way to score.
Oh, yeah, he's going to score. Yeah. And just like how the gorilla is going to kill some people, you know?
Yeah.
But there's absolutely no way just one gorilla. That's only one gorilla. Do you understand how many people 100 people is?
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's like 100 of them.
Yeah, that's like 100 of them. That's 2 times 50.
Yeah.
Like,
all I'm saying is that it has to be done for the right reasons. If it's fucking for clicks and views and all that, or it would have to be Planet of the Apes type shit for that to happen. Like, no one...
Well, if it's a Planet of the Apes situation, then that's a situation where apes have taken over, and we stand no chance.
Yeah.
But if there's 100 of us going up against one ape, it's game over for the ape.
And then the ape's gonna die, and then it will become Planet of the Apes, and then we'd be fucked regardless.
Time for everybody's favorite moment of the show. It's time for Treyisms, comedy bits. And, you know, some people out there, they say that we're not comedians. They say that we're not allowed to have opinions, we're not allowed to have takes on certain things, because we don't know how comedy works, because we are not on the stage all the time, and we're not working hard, and we're not getting laughed at a weekly basis by millions of people that are watching. We're only here trying to get better in front of tens of people each week. But you know what I say? Fuck those people. Fuck those people. They probably have some sort of traumatic brain injury, and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about, Trey. And we're going to put that on display right here, right now, during everybody's favorite part of the show. We're talking about Treyisms. We're talking about comedy bits. We're talking about Trey giving us something new every single week, something that a Kill Tony regular would do every single week. And, you know, something that I think if Trey had the opportunity to do on the Comedy Mothership, he definitely wouldn't squander, and he definitely wouldn't be somebody that they try to hide from the history books each and every week. So, yeah, so without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Trey, the floor is yours.
Yeah, Trebe, you know, I heard it through the gray sign that you had this comedian that was talking shit about us.
That's going to be
Stay tuned.
That'll be our new podcast, The Gray Sign.
Yeah, the gray sign.
Yeah.
Heard it through the gray sign, not the grapevine.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys are going to have to either subscribe to the Patreon or stay tuned to next week for that one.
All right, well, but the thing is, Treb, in this comedy world, it's a frog-eat-frog world.
rip it, motherfucker. Yeah.
You know, I was down on my luck, and I just had a level of peakness. Weakness.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like you, like your luck improved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want you to remember, Treve, that there is more to the story that makes the pie. Yeah, there is. That's true. But Treve, I just want you to know that if we ever go down, you are the type of guy that I would want in the dog pile with me. And that, like the foxhole, yeah. Pile, yeah.
Want me on top of you, or on? Are you on top of me?
Yeah. Doggy style.
Doggy style. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this whole podcast thing is like you open up another door, and you open up another door, you never know what you're going to get. It's like Pandora's rock. Yeah. Yeah. But with this whole podcast stuff, you know, I'm working two jobs. It's just getting to the point where I'm struggling to make ends ring. Yeah, very true. Make ends ring.
We're struggling to make ends ring. We're like that kid in the Polar Express when you can't hear the bell ring. We're really struggling with our Christmas spirit over here.
You know, someone was giving me a hard time, but I always say, Treve, when someone gives you lemons, give them fucking AIDS.
That was really good, yeah. Because I knew exactly what you were going to say.
You knew it.
And you knocked that one. That one was really good.
Well, I had another variant to that one. So the next one was going to be like, when someone gives you lemons, hire maids.
I like the AIDS. AIDS was way better.
Way better, yeah. You know, Treve, we're crossing the line with all these jokes. I feel like our ice is thinning.
Yeah, because all these immigrants, they're walking a thin line and ice is coming.
You know, you can talk about this, you can talk about that. Like, usually when someone jokes on me, I just let it roll off my back. But when you start talking about my pants, that's when we have a problem. Piston instead of Houston.
Piston, because you... Because you piss on your pants.
That was going to be my next one. I think piston sounds funnier for some reason, but I don't know if it's pissing.
Read that one again. Just the setup.
Okay. What do you, like, the actual...
Yeah, read the thing, but don't say the piston part.
Or we have a problem.
Well, no, like, read the whole line, but don't get to, like, the end of it.
Okay. So, you know, you can talk about this, you can talk about that, but when you start talking about my pants, that's when we have a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when we got a problem. They're piston.
Yeah.
But, like, say, like, they're piston.
They're piston.
Like the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
But they're piston.
Yeah.
That's where we got a problem. They're piston.
They're piston. All right, that one was a thinker. All right, I don't really know how to lead up to this one, but I'm just going to say, you know, you have divide and conquer, but you know what I say? I say we divide and concur.
I think that's the same word.
Conquer and concur?
Oh, no, they're not. Sorry, I'm retarded.
That was some good writing right there. Yeah. Don't let your son be the early nerd that gets worms. Yeah.
No nerds.
No nerds. All right, so this last one is going to get us so far kicked out of YouTube, it's not even funny. Yeah. This will be a Patreon that will probably never see the light of day. The light of May. So, when Bill Cosby gives a woman some drugs, what does he say? I'm about to rape the benefits.
I'm keeping that. That was good.
You're keeping that? Oh my god.
Wait, you wrote it. That was good.
Yeah.
That's good. Is that your closer?
Yeah, that was a closer.
That was very good. I think that was some of your better ones the last couple of weeks. A couple of weeks in a row, they were...
I'm on a heater.
Yeah, weren't that great. Yeah. They kind of reminded me of a Drew Nickens Kill Tony set. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in to episode number 13 of the Trey and Treve Show. Give us a follow on TikTok at Trey and Treve Show Clips. Seems like we're shadow banned on there these days.
fake news.
Yeah, these last couple of days, we've been only getting like 4 or 5 likes and not a lot of views on these posts. So blow that up. We need to get our traction back.
Getting canceled by liberals.
Yeah. Yeah, hashtag fuck the libs. Make sure we make sure you blow that up so we can get ahead of the liberals. Like us everywhere on social media. All the links are down below. Even this last episode, I added all of Trey's links down below too, so you can follow Trey everywhere. You can listen to the West Coast podcast every other Friday with Trey and Shane Got You 11. Trey, anything else you want to plug?
Yeah, no, like Treep said, you know, subscribe to my Shane Got You 11. That's my guy. And we're growing on there too, you know, getting like 3 or 4 people consistently over there as well. But, you know, Treeb, always a blast. Thanks for having me on. I look forward to next week. Hopefully we'll come with some more fire and some current events. Maybe that'll carry us. Happy Mother's Day, too, to all the mothers that are listening.
Anyway, thank you guys again for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day.